Well, I played with a lot of people. I have belonged to a bridge club many times, and I was president of the pilot club and a charter member, and played, and I was also president of church guilds and things like that, St. Anne's Guild. Mm-hmm. But
you were a member of St. Andrew's?
What's that?
Which church were you a member of?
St. Peter's, the one down here, the oldest one. Second oldest church in Montgomery.
Oh, really?
The First Presbyterian's the oldest. St. Peter's is second, St. John's is third.
When was St. Peter's built?
They're the three oldest churches in this town. Hmm. And St. John's is where Davis, you know, Jefferson Davis. It's a beautiful old church. And I think our church is gorgeous. It has the prettiest windows in it. You ought to go by and see it sometime. People go through and you can see, you might know some of the people that were donors of those windows and things. There were memorials, you know, those sort of things.
I haven't been, I was there, I guess maybe 6 or 8 years ago at a wedding.
In St. Peter's? Mm-hmm. It's a pretty old church. Those altars came from Bavaria. They were handmade by these Germans, you know, and it came knocked down, and they had to put all those altars up. Now, that was a job, wasn't it?
When was that church built? You said it was the oldest. You know about when it was built?
Second oldest. It's 2 years of the First Presbyterian, 2 years older than it. It's about 150 years old.
Good night. That is very old, really.
That's a pretty long time for a church. And I'll tell you another interesting thing about it. You know, most of the Irish were Catholics. And after the potato famine and all in Ireland, they had to come to this country. They just were starving. They had the most awful time of anybody. And they were, of course, they were so poor, those English landlords treated them so terrible. I've got all that history from the Irish. And they, of course, had no chance at education or anything like that. And one, by the way, one of my grandfathers was an Irish schoolmaster.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And I bet he was a bird, because I've always heard they were hard on their pupils, you know. They used to cane them and do everything else, make those children study. Well, anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, about the Irish. The peddlers would come here. They just had to take any work they could get. They worked on the railroads, digging those rails, you know. Mm-hmm. They did any kind of labor they could do, the Irish that had no education. And they were all very clannish. And when people would come with their families or come from there, if they'd come to Montgomery or go to Selma or Birmingham wasn't started then. They said people were hospitable. They'd take them in and help them out, let them stay with them. They were very open-hearted, the Irish were. And these Irish peddlers, they were building this St. Peter's Church then. And they had no money to donate, but they were devout men and they wanted to help. So they would stay 2 or 3 days over here, and they dug the foundation to that church with their labor. Now, I said, that's really, you're putting something into a
really
church
are.
When you do that, you know, that's mm-hmm. your own thing. Mm-hmm. I always thought that was an interesting story my grandmother told her. She said, yeah, the greater part of the foundation of that church was dug by Irish peddlers and coming through who had no money to donate, but donated the time.
I guess that's as good as money.
And work, I think so.
Maybe better in, uh-huh. in some instances.
How about, could I get you a cup of coffee or something?
Oh, I'll drink a glass of water if you...
Well, I'll tell you, I think maybe I've got enough Coke for you. Would you take a Coke?
Water would be fine.
Well, I've been drinking so much orange juice and Coke and things. Would you take a Coca-Cola?
Oh, okay, I'll take a Coke. Oh, I appreciate it.
Give me just a minute. You want to cut that?
Okay.
I can't do anything with it.